Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Dalet. We left off daf Gimel Amud Beis at the two dots about two-thirds down the bottom of the Amud where it says Hamaveva Hever. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LaHasholem. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and captives. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to focus on essentially two topics. So first we're going to start discussing what exactly Mava is. So we had, just to recap, there were four Avos Nezikin which were mentioned in the Mishnah. There was Shar, there was Bar, there was Mava, and there was Hever. So we all know what Shar is. That's, as we saw, Karen, Shane, Regel. We all know what Bar is. That's when a person digs a pit and an animal gets injured in the pit. We had no idea what Maveh was, and we know that Hever is Eish. So we already saw yesterday an allusion to the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, what exactly is Maveh? That one of them says that Maveh is Adam, that Maveh means a person. The other says that Maveh is Eish, that Maveh means fire. Now obviously, Maveh is Shein rather, that Maveh is Shein. Now obviously, according to the Maan D'Amar who says that Maveh is Shein, we're going to have to answer why exactly we have two categories, one of Shor and one of Maveh. If I just said that when we speak about Shar, what's included in the category, in the general category of Shar, are the subcategories of Keren, Shein, and Regel. So we'll see exactly how each of these Mandiyamrim touch up the others. The other Shita, why each Mandiyamar holds that Maveh is either Adam or Shein, depending on the Shita. That is going to take us through Dalam and Aleph into Daladam and Beis. And then on Dalet Amud Beis, we're going to start introducing more brises. So in the first, in our Mishnah again, it says that there were Arba Avos Nezikin. We're then going to bring other brises that say, no, there's actually 13. No, there's actually 24. And they're going to add more and more categories to the categories that are mentioned in the Mishnah. We're going to explain what the principle is. We'll probably get up to the first one. We probably will not hit the second one. The second one carries well into tomorrow's daf. So again, we left off the two dots about three quarters of the way down on Gimel Amud Beis, Hamave Vahever. So there's Mave and Hever. Hever we know is fire. My Mave. So the Gemara asked the question that we've been wondering already for the past 2 days. What exactly is Mave? So Rav says Mave ze Adam, that Mave means a person. It's a person who does damage. Shmuel Omer Mave ze Ashein. And Shmuel says that Mave is Shein. It means an ox that damages by eating produce. So Rav Amar Maveh Ze Adam. So first the Gemara is going to try to establish that each of the Mandiyamrim can point to a pasuk that will support that Maveh is, that Maveh means what that Mandiyamar says. So Rav says that Maveh means Adam, and what's the Raya? Dechsiv, because it says in the pasuk, it says, Amar Shomer Ata, it says that you are the guardsman, Boker Vagam Laila, both in the morning and at night, Im Tuvaun Bayu. If you seek, you shall seek. And whose derech is it to seek? Rashi points out, it's the derech of a person to seek. So when the pasuk refers to a watch person seeking something, then obviously the seeker is a person, and therefore Rav says that Maveh is Adam, that Maveh means a person who does damage. Shmuel Amar Maveh ze Hashem, but Shmuel argues. Shmuel says that Maveh means Shein. What's his raya from a pasuk? Because he quotes a different pasuk. Eich nichpeshu Esav, that look how Esav is ransacked. Nivu matzfunav. Its hidden things are sought out. But over here, there in this pasuk, there appears to be no reference to Shein, and therefore the Gemara says, "My mashma." How in the world do we see from this pasuk that Maveh means Shein? And this already we saw again a little allusion to yesterday in the daf, but Kimitargim Rav Yosef, Ichtin Islabish Esav, that Esav is going to be ransacked, is Galin Matmuruhi. That it's going to be exposed. Again, how exactly does this help us? So here Rashi says, because the targum of what's going on here is Isgalin, and Rashi points out that Isgalin is the targum of Nivu, and Nivu therefore is a lashon of exposed, and we know, we saw yesterday, just like teeth are exposed, sometimes. They could be exposed when your mouth is open. They could be exposed when you're smiling. They're not always exposed, because if your lips are pursed, then your teeth will not be exposed. But because teeth are sometimes exposed, and the word niv'u is touched up as isgalin, as exposed, so we know that the reference to the thing that's exposed in the pasuk is teeth. So obviously this is not like a super straightforward raya from a pasuk, and the Gemara is going to get there. So, but says the Gemara, first of all, v'rab my time alo amar k'shmuel. So why doesn't Rav hold like Shmuel? Rav is the one who says that mave is Adam. Why doesn't he hold like Shmuel, who says that mave is Shein? So Rav says, lo amar k'shmuel. So v'rab my time alo amar k'shmuel. So amar alecha, he'll tell you, miktani niv'a. It doesn't say niv'a. In the pasuk, it says niv'u, but not niv'a. Now in the Mishnah, it refers to mave as mave. If the pasuk would have been a reference to mave, it wouldn't have said niv'u, which is a lashon rabim. It would have said niv'a, which is more similar to the word mave, which is written in the Mishnah. Shmuel, my time alomer k'rav. Why doesn't Shmuel say like Rav? Sort of like a kveshed out shot, right? The targum of nivu is isgalin, and isgalin is teeth, because teeth are sometimes revealed. It's not very straightforward. So why doesn't he just say like Rav? So Amar lecha miktani boa, because in Rav's pasuk it's also not such a straightforward reference, because in Rav's pasuk it says imtivayun ba'ayu, but it should have said ba'a, because in the Mishnah it says mave, so it should have said boa, just like it says mave in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Michti, kra lo kamar daik, lo kamar daiki. Let's be realistic, right? The psukim don't really support anybody. So nobody has a super glot raya from a pasuk. So they have obviously poetic license, because these psukim are not at all a straightforward raya to either shita. So Rav maitaimer lo amar k'shmuel. So why doesn't Rav hold like Shmuel? So again, Rav is the man d'amar who says that mave is Adam. Why doesn't he hold like Shmuel that mave is Shein? So he says, Tana Shar, Bechol Mile Deshar, because it says Shar, and everything that's associated with Shar. In other words, that Shar is Mashma, so he says that we already learned Shein, and because the first thing said in the Mishnah, again, there are Bavas Nezikin, it says Shor, Bar, Mave, and Hever. So what did we say? We said Shor includes Keren, Shein, and Regal. We've already been talking about this for the past 2 days. So you're going to tell me that Mave means Shein, but you already said Shor. So when we already said Shor, we already covered Shein. So why in the world would we have to cover Shein again by saying Mave? Shmuel Nami Hatani Le Shar, says the Gemara, that's Taka, good question. According to Shmuel, we already had the primary category of Shar, and we had already said that Shar includes Keren, Shein, and Regel. So why in the world would I need a separate prime category of Mave to teach me Shein if I already had it when I learned Shar? Says the Gemara, Tana Shar Le Karno. So I'm a Rav Yehuda, Tana Shar Le Karno, because when it says Shar, Shar is Mashma only Keren, but Shor is not Mashma Shein Varegel, because Shor is Mashma the primary way that a Shor causes damage. And the primary way that a Shor, causes damage is through the Karen, but it only includes the Karen. It doesn't necessarily include Shein. So Umave Lisheno. And when the Mishnah says Mave, that teaches me that the Shor is going to be Chayav for Shein also. Now, why would I have to break up Shor and Mave, if they both are damages, both types of damage which are caused by Shor? The fact that they're taught from different categories in the Mishnah must be teaching me that there were different halachos associated with Shor on the one end, with Karen on the one end, and Shein on the other end. So what's the distinction between Karen and Shein that they're broken up in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara of Achikamar, Lo Ria Keren, that they're not alike. Why? I wouldn't necessarily think that I'm chayiv for both of them. Because Lo Ria Keren, She'ein Ano Lezeko, Keren, where there is no Hana to the Hezek, in other words, the Shor gores with its horns because it's a very aggressive animal. That's why it gores. It doesn't necessarily get any Hana. There's just a basic desire to do damage. Kariya Shein, it's not like Shein, She'esh Ano Lezeko, where there is Ana. Why? Because again, Shein is where the animal eats produce and damages produce. So when the animal is eating produce, obviously it is benefiting, it is having Ana from, it is having hanah from the produce. Now, there is, Tosfa says you could basically learn this, you could basically learn this two ways. In other words, it is the fact that the animal is going to damage, even though there's no benefit to its doing damage, does that mean that there is a higher degree of responsibility for watching it? Or does that mean that there is a lower degree of responsibility for watching it? In other words, Tosfa says, I could formulate two potential tzadim over here. Mitzad echad, if I know that the animal is going to benefit from shame, from eating, then as the owner of the animal, I should be in a heightened state of awareness, and I should be very much on guard to make sure that my animal doesn't do damage through a way where I know it's going to get benefit from doing the damage. And therefore, if it does damage, then I'm going to be chayiv. The other tzad is, Tosfa says, that we could approach it as follows. If the animal is going to do damage in the way that it gets benefit from doing the damage, what am I supposed to do? I can't prevent the animal from trying to get hana, but if the animal does damage in a way that doesn't even give it any benefit, maybe then I should be chayiv. And we're going to see the Gemara itself goes back and forth with respect to which of these tzadim make more sense logically. But anyway, where we are right now in the Gemara is, according to the Shita of Shmuel, Mave is Shein. Why then is Mave not included? Why is Shein not included in the earlier reference in the Mishnah to Shar? Because we say Shar only means Keren, and Keren is not exactly like Shein. Why? Because by Keren, you don't get any benefit. The Shar doesn't get any benefit. By Shein, the Shar does get benefit from its damage. Says the Gemara now, flipping to Dalon Manalev, Lo Ria Shein, and Shein is not quite like Keren. Because by Shein, Shein Kavanah Salahazik, there is no Kavanah to be Mazik. Kariya Keren, it's not like Keren, where there is Kavanah to be Mazik. And again, Tosfa says over here, you have the Tutsdadim. Where there is Kavanah to be Mazik, do we just throw up our hands and say, well, there's nothing that the owner could have done anyway? Because if the Shar wants to do damage, the Shar is going to be a Shar, it's going to do damage. Or, says Tosfos, do we say that because by Keren there is the Kavanah to do damage, that puts a heightened responsibility on the owner to be very much on guard and to make sure that the Shar doesn't do damage? So again, Tosfos says you could touch it up both ways. But the Gemara now, we're just trying to draw these distinctions. So again, by Shein, you get benefit. By Keren, there's Kavanah to be Mazik. So says the Gemara, V'lav Kal V'chomer, isn't it a Kal V'chomer? Uma Shein, Shein, Kavanah so lahazik Chayiv. If you're going to be Chayiv for Shein, where there is no Kavanah to be Mazik, then Keren, Shekavanah so lahazik lo kol Shein. So isn't it certain that you're going to be Chayiv for Keren? In other words, according to this Sad in the Gemara, the fact that there's Kavanah to be Mazik puts an even higher level of responsibility on the owner of the ox. Says the Gemara, Itzarech, Salka de Chamina, Midah Havia Eved Va'ama. Just because the Shar has Kavanah to be Mazik doesn't mean that the owner is necessarily going to be Chayiv. How? So what's the Raya? So the Raya is from a maidservant or a servant that a person owns. So says the Gemara, Eved V'yama, Lav Afal Gav de Kavanosan Lahazik Afal Afilo Achi Ptiri. So Hachanami Loshna. So just like by an Eved and an Amma, even though if you own a servant or a maidservant and that servant consciously, purposely damages something, so the halacha is that he's potter. Who's the he that he's potter? The owner is potter. How do we know the owner is potter? So Rashi points out over here because there's a Gemara later on in Perek HaChovel that says, Ha'eved va'isha pegiyasan ra, that if you encounter an Eved, it's bad news for you. Why is it bad news for you? Because HaChovel ba'en chayiv, because if you cause damage to an Eved, you're going to be chayiv to pay the master of the Eved. However, if they damage other people, they're going to be potter. Why are they going to be potter? They have no assets, because Masha kana Eved kana rabo. The master is going to be potter. We're going to see in a second why the master is going to be potter. But for right now, just to hold where we are, what we're saying is, we wanted to say that because by Yashar, the Kavanah is to be Mazik, certainly the owner should be Chayiv. And we say, really? If the owner owns an Eved, and the Eved damages somebody with Kavanah to be Mazik, the owner is still going to be potter. But says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, Atu Eved V'yama, Lav Taima Rabba Ispuhu. There is a reason given in Perek HaChovel why if a person's Eved damages something, the master is going to be potter. Shema Yaknitu Rabba V'yelech V'yadlik Yedisha Shal Chavera V'nimtza Zemechayves Rabba Me'yamana B'chol Yom. The reason is because maybe the Eved's going to get upset at the master, which will happen regularly, And in order to get back at the master, the Eved is going to go over to the neighbor's field and is going to light it on fire every day, because the Eved knows that by lighting the neighbor's field on fire, he's going to be mechayev the master to reimburse the neighbor, and he knows he's going to be able to get back at the owner by causing damage to somebody else's property. So to make sure that the Eved doesn't act in a destructive way, we're going to say that the owner is putter to pay for the damage. He's putter from paying for the damage. But there is no broad rule that necessarily says that if you own something or somebody and that thing or person damages somebody else purposely, that definitionally, as a rule, it should be potter. Really, as a rule, as we see by Shar, you should be chayim. The reason that by Eved you're potter is because the Chachamim had to make a takana that the master be potter, because if they would have said the master would be chayav, the Eved would be trying to get back at his master every day by causing damage to somebody else's field. Says the Gemara, Ela Parachachi, but really you should ask it the other way. Lo Ria Keren, Shekamanoso Lahazik, that Keren, where there is Kavana to be Mazik, Kriya Shane. It's not like Shane Kamanoso Lahazik. Lo Ria Shane, and Shane is not similar, Sheesh Ana Lazeko, because by Shane there is Ana to the animal that the animal gets when it damages through eating another person's produce, Kriya Keren. Shane is not like Keren, because by Keren, Shane Ana Lazeko, because there is no Ana to be there is no hana to be mazik, and therefore what we wind up concluding is that you're chayiv in both cases. You're chayiv if either there is kavana or there is benefit. So it's not that I'm going to bring a raya that I should be chayiv in one, not to the other, but you're chayiv in both if there's any one of these attributes, either kavana to be mazik or there's hana that the animal gets. That should place a heightened standard of responsibility on the owner, and like the tzaddim that Tosfos was saying, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Now, says the Gemara, there's something that if we've been paying attention, we should have been noticing until now. We've spoken about Shar, we've spoken about Mave. What does Mave mean? Is it Adam? Is it Shane? And we said, why isn't Mave, if Mave means Shane, why isn't it included in Shar? Because Shar only meant Karen. Mave means Shane. What about the third subcategory? What about Regel? There were three categories by Shor. There's Keren, there's Shane, and there's Regel. Says the Gemara, V'regel mai, what about Regel? Shire, you're going to say the Tana just forgot about Regel? We're only talking about Keren and Shane. The Tana just simply forgot about it. Says the Gemara, Kishahizik chava mazik la suye Regel. Well, there is a random phrase, it's a vague phrase in a Mishnah, which doesn't even appear in this Mishnah, by the way. It appears in a Mishnah on Daf Tes, even though the words, Kishahizik chava mazik, do appear in our Mishnah, but they're not open for interpretation, because in our Mishnah, and we'll get to this in the coming days, but in our Mishnah, when it says Kishihizik Chava Mazik, we learn from there that the Mazik has to pay Mimetav Sadeyu, that the Mazik has to pay from his choicest fields. But in the Mishnah on Daf Tes, there is a vague phrase that says, Kishahizik chava mazik, that when the animal does damage, the mazik is going to be mechayev, and that vague phrase, la suye regel, comes to include regel. Says the Gemara, that's a really bizarre way to teach me regel. So, velisnaya behedya, why doesn't the Mishnah tell us regel? In other words, we say shar means keren. We said mave means shane. Granted, those are not the most simple or direct ways to say something, but at least at least it's mistaber. But now when you have a random phrase, kishahizik chava mazik, when you do damage, you're going to be chayiv, that's going to come to teach me regel? So lama rava, you're right. Tani shar l'raglo. Shar doesn't mean keren. Shar means regel. Umave l'sheno. And mave means shane. Now, the Gemara, before we get to the obvious question, which is, okay, if shar means regel, and Mava means Shane, then where's Keren? And the Gemara is going to say, oh, we learned Keren from Shehizik Chava Mazik, and why in the world do we learn Keren from such a random phrase? But first, the Gemara is going to have to explain, why would we learn Regel and Shane from different sources? In other words, if they're both types of damage caused by Yashar, why would we learn them differently? So we already saw why we learned Keren and Shane differently, because by Keren there's Kavanah to be Mazik, whereas by Shane there's not. By Shane there's Hanah to the Hezek, whereas by Keren there's not. But why would I have to split up Regel and Shane? So says the Gemara as follows. Vachi Kamar, Lo Ria Regel, Shezeka Motsui. Regel is not similar to shame because regel is hazeka matzoi. It's very common. Why? Because the animal walks around all day. So if the animal walks around all day, sometimes it's going to walk into somebody else's field. Kariya shein. It's not like shein. Shein hazeka matzoi. Because it's not as common that the animal is going to walk into somebody else's field and start eating the produce. Below riya shein, sheishana lazeko kariya regel. And shein, where there is anah to the hezek, is not like regel. Shein anah lazeko, where the animal doesn't get any anah by trampling over somebody else's produce. And therefore, we have to split them up to teach us that you're going to be chayev if either there is hanah lezeko or it's hezek, which is matzoi. It says the Gemara, v'keren mai, shairei, and the Tana just forgot to teach me keren. K'shezek chava mazek lasuye keren. Ah, that random phrase in the Mishnah on Daf Tesamid Aleph, that comes to teach me keren. L'snai behedya. But why don't we learn keren? Why don't we say keren expressly? In other words, let's learn it here. Says the Gemara, b'mu'adim mitchilasa kamayri, b'tamin l'besof mu'adim lo kamayri. Because we're only talking about things that are mu'ad mitchilasa. However, by something which is considered to be a tam initially, and then only after time is considered to be a muad, we're not talking about. Now, we know that by regel, the first time the animal walks into somebody else's field is going to be chayev. What happens by shein? Similarly, if an animal walks into somebody else's field and starts eating the produce, the animal is going to be chayev. I mean, the owner is going to be chayev right away. How about by keren? What if the animal gores another animal? Is the owner going to be chayev right away? So the answer is yes, but. So the owner is going to be chayev only chasi nezek the first three times because the animal is considered to be a shor tam. Only after it's a shor amud are you going to be chayev nezek shalim. So because the din of keren is different than the din of regel and shein, you're chayev nezek shalim from the beginning. Keren, you're only chayev nezek shalim after three times. Therefore, we separate it out and we're going to learn it from that vague statement in the Mishnah on Daf Tes. Says the Gemara now, Shmuel, my time alone, my karav. Why doesn't Shmuel say like Rav? Rav says that Maveh is Adam. And it's a little bit easier to understand, right? Because according to Rav, you have Shar, which means everything. It means Keren, Shein, Regel. And then you have Maveh is Adam. It's a different category. So Amar Lecha, Yisal Kadai Tech Adam, Haktani Seifa, Shor Amuad V'Shor Amazik, Pershus HaNizik. If you want to say that Maveh is Adam, but in the Seifa, meaning that Mishnah Daf Tes, we also mention a Shor Amuad, a Shor Amazik, Pershus HaNizik, a Shor that damages in the Nizik's property, via Adam, and also a person. So from the fact that Adam is written over there, it's mashma that Adam is not included in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, v'listen b'reisha, why not? So in other words, obviously, we reference Shor both in this Mishnah and that Mishnah, because over here we say Shor, in that Mishnah on Daf Tes we say, Ashor HaMazik Pershos HaNizik, Ashor HaMuad. So also over here, we could say that Maveh is Adam, and then also in the Mishnah on Daf Tes, we're talking about Adam. Says the Gemara, v'nitzkei Maman Kamayri, because we're only talking about Nizkei Maman. In other words, in our Mishnah, we're talking about Nizikin, that a person, Hezek, that a person is chayef to pay because his property damages something, his shor damages something, his bar damages something, his fire damages something. We're not talking about Hezek that's caused by a person himself. So v'nitzkei Gufa lo kamayri. So for Rav Nami Haktani Adam Seifa, that's a good kasha taka. According to Rav, it says Adam in the Mishnah Daf Tes. Why would it have to say Adam over here? So Melacha Rav, Ahu l'machshavei ba'adei muadin hu da'asa. That's to teach me that an Adam is considered to be a muad, because in that Mishnah it also references a shor muad. So in that Mishnah we're also going to say Adam, because the halacha is that Adam muad liyolam, that an Adam is always considered to be muad. In other words, the first time he damages, he has to pay. Umay lo haray. So what does it mean lo haray? In other words, the lo haray is the exercise, the mental exercise that we've been going through the past 2 days, saying that not each category in the Mishnah is unlike the other category. So how is Adam unlike Shar? So Achi Kamar, Lo Riyah Shar, Shemeshalem Es HaKofer, Shar, where your Meshalem Kofer, Kriya Adam, Shei Meshalem Es HaKofer, is not like Adam, because by Adam, you are not Meshalem Kofer. In other words, Rashi points out that a Shor HaMuad, which gores somebody, if that person dies, you have to pay Kofer, which is a penalty, and therefore, however, but if a man kills somebody
then the halacha is either the man gets put to death or the man goes to gullus, depending on whether he killed him amazed or b'shogeg. But you don't pay. In other words, if a man kills another, there is no monetary penalty, unlike by yashar. And also, v'lo ri'i adam shechayev ba'arba dvarim. And a shor is not like an adam, because when an adam damages somebody, he's chayiv in arba dvarim. What's he chayiv in? He's chayiv in nezek tsar, ripui sheves, and boshes. Aye, that's five things. The shor is chayiv in nezek. So the adam is chayiv in the four additional things. So he's chayiv for the pain and suffering that he causes him. He's chayiv for the difference in value, for the degradation in value. He's chayiv for the humiliation, and he's also chayiv for unemployment, basically. So he's chayiv for all of those things. So atzad hashava shabem, what's atzad hashava between shor and adam? Shadarkan lahazik, that they're both a derech to be mazik, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for both of them. Says the Gemara, v'chi shor darkan lahazik, is it necessarily the case that the derech of a shor is to be mazik? Says the Gemara, yeah, b'muad. By a shor amuad, it's the derech. Umuad darkan lahazik, really? By a shor amuad, you're going to say the shor is hardwired to cause hazik? Says the Gemara, yeah, kivan the yayad urchehu. But once it's become a shor amuad, it's proven that its temperament is such that it's going to cause damage. Says the Gemara, Adam Darko Lahazik, you're going to say that a person's basic instinct is to be mazik, is to cause damage? Says the Gemara, B'yashan, it's talking about a person who's sleeping. Yashan Darko Lahazik, a person who's sleeping, his derech is to cause damage? That doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, yeah, because he stretches in his sleep. Even the chayif, upashet urcheyu, because he stretches in his sleep, it's his derech, he's going to damage things. Says the Tosfos over here brings down a Gemara in the Yerushalmi, who says that even though we say that Adam HaYashen is Darko Lahazik, a person is going to be chayiv for damage that he does to Kalim when he's sleeping, only if the Kalim are there before he goes to sleep and he lies down right next to the Kalim and goes to sleep. Because he should know that in the process of sleeping, he's going to stretch, he's going to move his arms, he's going to move his legs, and therefore there's a tendency that he has that he's going to bang into the Kalim and that he's going to break the Kalim. In that case, he's going to be chayiv. However, says the Yerushalmi brought down by Tosfos, if the person goes to sleep and there's nothing around him, and then somebody else comes and puts kalim around the sleeping person then is not going to be chayiv for damaging the kalim. He didn't do anything wrong by going to sleep. It was the person who put the kalim down who was silly by putting the kalim right next to the sleeping person. Says the Gemara, anyway, so we've proven that both a shor, hamuad, and an adam who's sleeping, their derech is to be mazik, ushmi rason alecha. And their shmira is on you, meaning that you have to watch them. Says the Gemara, adam shmiras gufo alavu. But adam is not shmiras gufo alecha. Shmiras gufo alecha means that it's your property, and therefore you are obligated to watch it. The adam, it's not that it's your property, it's that it's his own responsibility to watch it. So it says to watch himself. Says the Gemara, L'tameich, Hadatani Karna, but according to you, what Karna says, Arba Avos Nezikin, Vi Adam Echad Mehem, that there are four Avos Nezikin, and Adam is one of the Nezikin, Adam Shmiras Gufo Alavu. In Adam, you can't say that the common thread between all of these Arba Avos Nezikin is that Shmiras Gufo Alecha, because by Adam, it's not Shmiras Gufo Alecha, it's Shmiras Gufo Alav, meaning it's the Adam who has to watch himself, it's not the Adam who has to watch his property. Say, Ella, Kedamar Le, Ravavo, Latana, Tani, Adam, Shmiras Gufo Alav. You're right. In other words, obviously, by an Adam, we're talking in the first person. He's obligated to watch himself. So in that brisa, when Karna said there were four of us Ezekin and the common thread between them is Shmiras Gufo Alecha, that applies to three of them. It applies to Shor, it applies to Bar, it applies to Hever. Mave, which is Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav. He's also obligated to watch, but he's obligated to watch himself, not obligated to watch his property. Flipping to Dal and Amad Beis, Hachanami Tani Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav. So also we could say that Shmiras Gufo Alav, and when the Gemara mentions Shmiras Gufo Alecha, that's going on the other categories of Hezek. Says the Gemara Maskefla Ramari, but Ramari asked, Vema Mave Zamayim, why don't we say that Mave means that Mave means Mayim? Now why would I think that Mave means Why would I think that mava means mayim? So we're going to get to the raya in a second, but Rashi points out, how would water cause damage? So water would cause damage if a person, let's say, pours out his water, let's say he did his laundry in his house, and then he pours out his dirty laundry water into the Rishos HaRabim, and it damages, and somebody else comes through the Rishos HaRabim, and because this guy threw water there, his kalim get damaged. Okay, so that's how you could damage with water. Now, why would I assume that mava means water? Kedachsiv, kedkadoach esh hamasim mayim tive esh. That it burns all the meltables and the water bubbles up. So it says the Gemara, miksiv mayim nivu. Does it say mayim nivu, that the water bubbles? Tive esh ksiv. If you look at the pasuk, it says tive esh, meaning that mava should mean esh and not mayim. What's the raya? Because tive is a lashon yachid, esh is a lashon yachid, mayim is a lashon rabim. And therefore, if the word tive would have referenced water, it would have said nivu, which is a lashon rabim, wouldn't have said a lashon yachid. So therefore, we can't say that mave is going to be mayim. So Tosfos over here is bothered. How can you say mave is mayim anyway? Because oftentimes there are people who have permission to let their water seep into the Rishos HaRabim, but we're not going to get into that now. Says the Gemara now, four lines up from the top. So maskefla Rav Zvid, veima mave zeh'esh. But we actually just stepped into a great raya because it said tive'esh, and we were saying that the fire bubbles up. So maybe mave means fire. Because it says in the pasuk tive'esh, but it says the Gemara iachi mai hamave vahever. But in that case, why would it say in the Mishnah hamave vahever? Hever is esh. So if mave meant esh, why would we say that? Why would we repeat the same thing twice in a row? And if you want to say, well, the reason that we mentioned the same thing in the Mishnah is because for the past three dafim, or the past two dafim at least, we've been trying to figure out what exactly mave is. So it's obviously very complicated. So the Mishnah gave us the key. The Mishnah gave us the definition. Hamave, hahever. That the Mishnah is telling me itself that mave means hever, that mave means fire. Says the Gemara, Iachi Arba Shloshave. But you can't, because there's also a number in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there were four ovos of Zikin. If Mave meant Eish, then there were only three ovos. There would only be Shar and Bar and Eish. Says the Gemara, Vechitim Ashar, this Beitarti. But no, but you could still say there were four ovos of Zikin, because by Shar, there were two subcategories. Rashi points out, Shane and Regel, not Karen, because again, we said Karen at first as a Tom, and then only later does it become a Muad. But by Shar, there were two types of damage, for Trichayim, Nezek, Shalem, immediately, and those categories are Shane and Regel. So you would still be able to touch up that Mava means Eish, and have four categories of Hezek, because Shar is really broken into two, Bar is three, and Mave, which is Hever, would be four. Says the Gemara, Iachi lo ze veze, sheish pa muachayim, that when it says that they're not all alike, because they're not like each other, because this has a ruachayim, eish my ruachayim ispe, that eish doesn't have a ruachayim, vesu makare eish. And also, why would we say vahare eish? In other words, the Mishnah says that the Mishnah, when we, on the first daf, if you remember the first daf that we learned on Shabbos, the Mishnah was saying that each of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is unlike the other, right? Each of these, is, that they all have similarities, but they all have dissimilarities. And we were saying that mave is not like eish. Now, if mave meant eish, obviously you can't say that mave is not like eish. Therefore, mave obviously does not mean eish. The Rishonim are bothered. Well, what's the Havamin? In other words, we've been entertaining for the past couple of lines an apparently serious Havamina that Mava means eish. But if in the Mishnah told me, but in the Gemara rather interpreting the Mishnah told me that Mava doesn't mean eish, what's the Havamina that Mava would mean eish? Says the Rishonim, the Gemara was just playing a trick on us. In other words, the Rashba and the Shin Mekabetzes argue, the Gemara is trying to prove that Mave must mean either Adam or Shane, according to Rav or Shmuel, depending on who we hold like, it can't mean anything else, because what else are you going to say it means? You're going to say it means Mayim, it can't be Mayim. You're going to say it means Eish, it can't mean Eish. By process of elimination, it's got to be either Adam or it's got to be Shane. And okay, so says the Gemara, now Vayter in the two dots. So Tani Rav Yoshia. So it's Rav Yoshia has a brisa as follows. We learned in the Mishnah that there were arba avos nezikin. Rav Yoshia learns shlosh asar avos nezikin. There were 13 avos nezikin. And again, Rashi points out, he makes the same comment here that he did on the Mishnah. The reason that they're called avos is because each of these categories of hezek are referenced expressly in the Chumash. So there's Shomer Chinam, Hashoel, Nosei Sochar, Vaasocher. There were the four types of Shomrim. Again, just to review, a Shomer Chinam is Chayev in Pshia. He's only Chayev if he willfully damages something. A Shoel is Chayev even in Onsin. And a Sochar and a Nosei Sochar, they're going to be Chayev in Gnev and Aveda, but they're going to be Potter from an Ones, and everybody's going to be Chayev in Pshia. And all of these Arba Shomrim are obviously brought down in the Psukim, and therefore because they are Chayev, when they do damage, they are going to be considered part of the 13 Avos Nezikin. There's also Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes, those five types of payment that a person who damages another person has to make. The Arba Demasnisin and the four in our Mishnah, Tlesar. So that is going to be a total of 13. Now, you could already tell that we're playing fast and loose with this, because like some of these things are not like a type of, they're not damagers. They're a type of damage payment, right? Nezek tzar, ripui sheves, boshes. That's not a way that a person causes somebody damage. That's the repercussion for causing somebody damage. So the Gemara says, So how come Artana said 4 and not 13? Why didn't they hold like Rav Yoshia? Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Shmuel. I understand according to Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who said that Mavem means Shane and not Adam, because Beniske Maman Kamari, Beniske Gufa lo Kamari. We're stam not talking about the type of Nezek that a person does by himself. We're talking about a type of Nezek only that a person's property does. But over here, these other things mentioned in Rav Yoshia's Braisa, they're damage that a shomer causes. The shomer is a human being. They're the type of damage payments that a person has to pay if he does damage. That's for damage caused by a human being. In our Mishnah, we're only talking about damage caused by a person's property. Elul Rav, listening, but Rav is the one who said that Mav is Adam. So if our Mishnah is talking about Adam, why doesn't he mention these other types of hezek as well? So Tana Adam, Achol Mile de Adam. Because it says Adam and everything included in Adam, meaning in Echinami, you're right. When our Mishnah says Adam, it means all of these other things. Rav Yoshia nami hatani le Adam, but according to Rav Yoshia, it also says Adam. So trei gavni Adam, that there are two different types of categories here. Tana Adam de Azik Adam, but Tana Adam de Azik Shar. Because at first we're talking about an Adam that damages an Adam, and we're also talking about an Adam that damages a Shar. Now, when we say an Adam that damages a Shar, we're talking about a Shomer, because most of the time the Shomer is guarding either a Shar or Kalim, so that's considered to be a case of a man that damages a Shar. But Iyachi Sharnami Lisni, why doesn't Rav Yoshia also list Shar, Trey Gavni Shar? Listening Shar Dazik Shar, for listening Shar Dazik Adam. Why doesn't he also say that there is a Shar who damages a Shar, there's a Shar who damages an Adam? Says the Gemara, Hai Mai, Vishlama Adam Dazik Shar, Nezek Hu Demeshalim. I understand if a man damages a Shar, he's got to pay Nezek. Adam Dazik Adam, Meshalim Arba Dvarim. And so they're different, because a man who damages another man doesn't only pay Nezek, he has to pay Nezek Tzar, Ripui Sheves, and Boshes. El Ashar, Mali Shar Dazik Shar, Mali Shar Dazik Adam. The halacha is the same in that Idi V'Idi, Nezek Hu D'Meshalim. So there's no reason to separately list out a Shar that damages a person and a Shar that damages an animal. Says the Gemara, Vashomer Chinam Vashol Nesesachar Vasochar Adam Dazik Shar. Who? But those are examples of an Adam who's Mazik a Shar. In other words, a Shar is Ladavka, but the thing that a person is watching is either an animal or a Kli, and he damages that thing, and that's why he's Chayef to pay. Viktani. Says the Gemara, Tani Azeka to be a Dayim, Viktani Azeka de Mimela, because there is a difference between Hezek be a Dayim and Hezek de Mimela. In other words, certain types of these damages is where a person does damage consciously. These types of shomrim, it's not like he sets out having in mind, I'm going to damage my friend. It's that he's negligent, not negligent, because he's a baby, yes, but it's that he's negligent in his guarding, or he allows the thing to be stolen, and that's why he's going to be chayiv. So there is a difference between the various categories mentioned in Rav Yoshia's Braisa. That's how he gets to 13. Tomorrow we'll see Rav Chia, who has 24, so he expands the net even further. Hope everybody has a wonderful